Yes, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The Lord has given to us another day, and I'm grateful for that, as I'm sure you are as well. And I just I hope that today that God will be glorified in our lives, and that this world around us would see a different picture of human beings that have a hunger in their hearts to live for God and to obey Him and to feed on His Word. And that's what I intend to do this morning, as I normally bring forth God's Word. I like to encourage us to continue to feed on God's Word. And I know you hear me say that very often, and I'm not just trying to be a clanging cymbal here. I'm also reminding myself that this is the very bread of life. And I know I say that very often, but I never get tired of hearing, and I need to hear it over and over again, that I better be feeding myself. I do a pretty good job of making sure I get food every day so that my body can continue here on this earth and have strength and nourishment that's necessary. But there are times there's this battle for being diligent to prepare for my spiritual food to go and get God's Word. So thank you for calling in today. It just it proves to me that you are hungry and wanting also to be fed. And I take much comfort in that, because my words will fall to the earth and be of no value, but the Word of God abides forever. And it's never in vain to meditate on the Word of God. I'd like to take you to Luke chapter 4 today. We're going to read something that is very common, very well known, as the temptations of Christ. And I will just say, there is a temptation for me as I go through some of the preparations here. There's a part of me that wants to bring something that's new and exciting, and there's just kind of a desire there to bring something that is new. And, you know, I guess really that's not my goal, even though there's times when I like to share things that God has given to me that's I've not seen before. But today I just want to go back over and review, as many times we just go back through things that we've already read many, many times, we're very familiar with, but just as a way of reminder that there's some things here we need to take heed to and put into practice in our lives. And this would be one of them. This is, as I have mentioned, the temptation of Jesus. And what's good about this is to know that here is the Son of God. Here is Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, according to the Scriptures. And He tempted. Now that should intrigue us a little bit. Here is God Himself being tempted. And almost in our minds, we almost want to file that away and say, I don't know how Jesus could be tempted like I'm tempted. But the Bible does tell us that He was tempted in every way, every sin tempted, even as we. But He came through victorious, and it's because He is making the way for you and I to be victorious here. And here's the key to it as we read this story. Luke chapter 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And that's a key here, and I think this is going to be prevalent through all of this, is that by the strength of the Holy Ghost, says Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, and He returned to Jordan, and He was led by the Spirit. He was led by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness. It shows a life that's yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. That's a lot to think about, but it's what Scripture's telling us. Verse 2, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Jesus is he's giving back scripture here. You can read about that in Deuteronomy chapter 8. And Jesus is quoting that here, that it's written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Verse 5, and the devil taking him up into a high mountain showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And again, you can read that in Deuteronomy, that'd be chapter 6. Verse 9, and he, the devil, brought Jesus to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. Notice that. He returned in the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And I just want to make note here that Jesus went in by the power of the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. He had the Holy Spirit in the duration of that time, the time of fasting, prayer, and temptation, and he came out of it in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is exactly what God expects and intends for us to do. I want to talk about one of the weapons here, and I know we've talked about this before. We know that the Word of God is our sword spiritually. It is how we are able to overcome temptation and sin. I believe it's very connected to the Holy Spirit of God, and we need to be very diligent to have that ability to pull scripture. You notice that the devil came and tempted Jesus, and he even mentioned scripture, but Jesus fought back with scripture, because the devil, he always tries to distort, and he always tries to put just enough truth in there to make it seem like it's right, but it's a lie. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. There is no truth in him at all. And so when he brings these temptations, and you can see other portions of scripture, when the devil comes to tempt, as he did Adam and Eve, and you can read about some of that in Revelation also, where he's a tempter, he's a liar, and he comes as an angel of light, and he tries to make it look like it's something spiritual and something that's good, and he's just a liar. You need to remember that he is a liar. When you get tempted, you just know that, hey, the devil's behind this somehow, and so pull out the scriptures. So I would encourage you, as I have done before, memorize scriptures, and if it's just even a small little portion, you notice here Jesus didn't quote a whole chapter of a book here, which if you can do that, fine, but Jesus came and he got very pointed here, and he gave back scripture and just very precise, very to the point, and easy enough for you and I to be able to do the same. If we know the Word of God, we can combat this temptation and the tempter with scripture. And I'm encouraged by that, and I want to encourage you also. And I want to ask you the question, do you ever get tempted? And I know the answer to that already. But what do you do when you're tempted? And I just want to really call to attention here that we need to use the Word of God, because we're all tempted. I mean, we won't play games and kid ourselves. We all get tempted. Jesus himself got tempted. we're going to get tempted. You know it, and I know it, and we might as well admit it. We get tempted. Well, now what are we going to do? How are we going to combat that? How are we going to be overcomers? Well, we have to look to our Savior. We have to look to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He paved the way for us. He made a path for us, the straight and narrow, and He gave us example. And so I encourage you today. I would venture to say that I will be tempted today. And I believe that you also will be tempted whatever way. I don't know that all the details of that, but the temptation will come. I want to encourage you today, when it comes, immediately go after it, immediately with the Word of God. If you just have some little scripture memorized, if you don't, just open up your Bible and read a scripture out loud. Try to memorize it and do battle in the Spirit and against the prince of the power of the air. He has no place against the Word of God, and he is defeated by that. And so I want to encourage you today, don't be intimidated, don't be pushed into a corner. Use the Word of God, and the Word of God will set us free. Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is the Word of God. And so we have this tremendous privilege to be able to use that against the enemy. The enemy of the cross of Jesus Christ, Satan himself, he has no power against the Word of God. And so may God bless you as you go out in the power of the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God to do battle. God bless you.